This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
Are you satisfied with your diet? Or do you feel guilty that it's perhaps not as healthy and nutritious as it should be? Are you worried that a lot of rubbish seems to be creeping into your diet and not enough raw stuff? Do you feel like you've put on weight but can't face the thought of going on a diet? Are health scares like the dangers of eating too much salt, saturated fat, sugar, and eating too little fiber, fruit and veg playing on your mind? This audio information is here to help. In the next few minutes, we're going to offer you food for thought on how what you're eating impacts on your health and well-being, and how making just small bite-sized changes to your eating habits can help you lose weight, stay healthy, and feel great. Listen to the information in this section, but before you start to make any changes, listen to the session with our medical expert, Dr. David Peters, who will help you get started. Use this section as often as you need in order to get motivated and stay on track. Dr. David Peters will take you through an exercise to help you focus and stay motivated to reach your goal, whether it be losing weight or making healthier food choices. Some people seem to have amazing self-discipline when it comes to watching what they eat, but for others, it's a constant battle. Getting to grips with your diet doesn't have to be mission impossible, though. Before deciding that you have to make drastic changes, it might be useful to keep a diary of what you eat and when you eat it. This will let you really look at what you're consuming and give you the chance to spot problem areas. Focus on why you want to eat more healthily. It might mean you want to fit into your clothes better, be more energetic, sleep better, or live a longer, fuller life. Write it down. It will help a lot if you can get a clear picture in your mind's eye of that slimmer, healthier, happier you. It's important to be realistic and aim for a weight that you feel comfortable and healthy with. So, how much weight should you lose? For overweight adults, losing just a little, even 5 to 10% of your current weight, can really reduce health risks from diabetes and high blood pressure. Losing a lot of weight quickly is not the answer. It can be detrimental to your health, and it's much less likely to stay off in the long term. It's best to lose weight gradually at a rate of about 1 to 2 pounds, or 0.5 to 1 kilogram each week. When it comes to making changes, it's not about eating and depriving yourself of the things that you really enjoy. You don't have to change everything. It's about making sensible choices and getting the balance right, so you can reap the benefits of a healthy diet while still really enjoying your food and having the treats you love. Think in terms of making small, bite-sized changes to your diet. This includes thinking about when you eat and how you eat too. So what does healthy eating actually mean? It's really important to have a balanced diet, which means cutting right back, not necessarily giving them up entirely, on foods that are high in fat, sugar, and salt. It means eating plenty of fruit, vegetables, and starchy food, like wholemeal bread, cereal, and potatoes, having 2 portions of fish a week, and choosing lower fat meat, poultry, and dairy foods. These foods provide the sort of vitamins, minerals, and fiber the body needs to stay healthy. We all know the 5-a-day message, but have you got into the habit of eating your 5 portions of fruit and vegetables? Do you ever get stuck thinking of new ideas? There are some easy ways to include 5 a day in your diet. Having plenty of vegetables, salads, and fruit with your meals, and in between as snacks, is the obvious start, because it fills you up with less fattening foods. A double whammy if you're trying to lose weight. But if piling your plate full of vegetables doesn't appeal, then it's time to get creative. Add more veggies to sauces, like grated carrots and courgettes to bolognese. Throw some fresh tomatoes in your macaroni cheese. Have a side salad with all your favourite bits. Cram sandwiches full of cucumber, tomatoes and spring onions. And pile the sweet corn, onions, peppers and mushrooms onto pizza. It's quite easy once you get into the swing of it. Chopped up strawberries and bananas with yogurt are a great dessert and tasty on your breakfast cereal too. You really don't have to make things difficult for yourself. Making a list of meals at the beginning of the week and doing the shopping will help you to keep your numbers up. Eating a healthy breakfast is key, as it sets you up for the day and will boost your physical and mental energy from the word go. So it goes without saying that breakfast has to be something nutritious, like a bowl of whole grain cereal or toast. Add a glass of fruit juice in the morning and you're only four steps away from your five a day. Whatever you do, don't skip breakfast, as it means you'll be more tempted to grab something unhealthy when the hunger pangs start. And if you're trying to lose weight, your energy levels won't get the proper kickstart that they really need. Eat slowly and try to sit down. Remember that eating away from distractions like the TV, computer, or workstation will mean you're more likely to sense when enough's enough, and you'll be less likely to overdo it. So stop eating when you feel satisfied, instead of ploughing on and feeling stuffed, tired, and lethargic. Small, regular meals mean you'll be less tempted to snack on high-fat and sugary food. If work feels like an obstacle to healthy eating and losing weight, then just a little forward planning could help turn this around. It's easy when you're busy or stressed to grab fast food, gobble it down and hardly even taste it, all while you're still at your desk. Sounds familiar? Fast food is really high in calories and fat, so if you regularly find yourself in this situation, or know that you've got a really hectic spell coming up, or simply have limited access to healthy food at work, it's a good idea to bring your own. This is a guaranteed way of having more control over what you're eating. Plan what you're going to have at lunch or break times so you can stock up as part of your normal food shop. Try to steer clear of the vending machine and don't bring in cakes, sweets or crisps. The less tempted you are, the better. Instead, keep a stash of healthy snacks at hand to curb mid-morning and afternoon cravings. It's good to keep track of the changes you've made so you can see exactly what you've achieved. Engage the impact it's had on how you feel and even how you look. This will help you stay motivated to make having a healthy diet a way of life. Getting support is also a good way of keeping motivated. Tell friends, family, and colleagues that you want to slim down by eating a healthy diet long term, so they know not to tempt you with things you're trying to cut back on. Instead, let them know how they can support you. It's your health and well-being you're looking after, and they should really be on your side.